Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey guys,
it's
happening with Snooki and Joey.
Could I come in?
Hello, everyone. We are live again from Los Angeles,
yes,
California.
Yeah, we're in the back of a car, a speeding car, going down the 101, the 405, Modeo Drive, all at the same time. Yeah, we're in sunny Los Angeles.
Did you fart or is that your breath?
It's probably my breath.
Oh my God. Joey went out last night. He's disgusting. He hasn't showered in 2 days.
Was it 2 days now?
Yeah, 2 days now.
Wow.
Disgusting.
I didn't think it was that long.
Yep.
Well, I get busy here. You know, I'm running around being a celebrity. I'm in the tabloids now.
Yeah, Joey's in the tabloids. We'll get to that in our celebrity gossip.
Yes, but welcome. I hope you had a great week.
Yeah, welcome to Thursdays. Jersdays, so you guys do not forget, a new episode of Jersey Shore is on tonight at 8 p.m. Third episode. It's a good time. There's a little drama with me and the roomies, so bear with me, please.
Wait, do you know how many people watch that show?
Oh, so thank you guys so much for tuning in. We got over 10 million viewers.
I don't even know 10 million people.
Seriously, me neither. So thank you guys so much. We literally broke records, and this is the most viewers we've gotten ever for the show ever.
Do you think it's because you peed in the pool?
Yes, for sure.
Did you really pee in the pool?
I think so, yeah.
Explain yourself why you peed in the pool, though. She walked home and there was no lights because they didn't pay their light bill, and...
Yeah.
She couldn't pee in the toilet because it was gonna get clogged, so she had to pee in the pool.
Yeah.
Did you throw those pants out or you kept them?
No, I kept them. I feel.
Yeah.
I washed them, but.
Well, it's like rinsing it out anyway. I would pee in the pool if I had to.
I mean, it is what it is.
Stop. There's your uncle. He's sleeping.
So thank you guys for watching. We love you, and tonight's episode will not disappoint. The whole season won't disappoint. I saw a few episodes, so we're excited.
Ronnie Ortiz Magro had a little baby this week.
Yes, Ronnie had his baby. I feel like we talked about that last
week. He just had the baby.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe he did. I don't know if he did, but congratulations to Diener and
Ronnie
Chris.
Ronnie had the baby.
Yeah.
And he's an amazing father, and I can't wait to meet the baby. I think that's going to be on season two. So you guys will actually see us meet the baby for the first time in Vegas.
Nicole FaceTimed the baby the other day.
No, I didn't see the baby yet.
Oh, you didn't see it?
No.
Oh.
I just saw pictures, so I'm really excited.
That's exciting. We had a fun time in LA here. It was me, Nicole, and Diener. Diener Cortese, and Paulie.
Yes.
J-Bow is in Jamaica. She's modeling there. Mm-hmm. She's doing bikini modeling there. So she couldn't be here. But we had fun. We just left Mario Lopez, who's Nicole's old friend. And he's so hot. Remember we took a workout class with him?
Yes, killed it.
Yeah, we took a drumming workout class with him. That was fun. What else did we do while we were here?
We went to dinner.
Yes.
We hung out with Kendra.
Yeah, Kendra Wilkinson.
We love you, Beth.
From the Housewives Next Door. Or the, what's it called? The Girls Next Door?
Girls Next Door and Kendra on top.
Kendra on top. She is going through some drama with her husband. As if you saw the tabloids, her and her husband filed for divorce, and she was just, you know, it was good to have a girl's day out with her and just kind of vent and then take some time off and have some wine. And our thoughts and prayers are with that poor girl, what she's going through.
Oh yeah, we love her. So I was like, girl, I'm in LA, let's go have a boozy lunch. And we did, and she had a good time, and she deserves to have a good time because she's an amazing person. So
I agree.
We love you, bitch.
Yeah. Also in the media, in the news.
Oh, Joey, tell them about how Joey's a star now.
I am. So I really can't go anywhere without getting recognized anymore.
Oh, my God.
I was just trying to enjoy lunch with my friends, and the paparazzi were snapping away. But I did make it to... what's it called? It's Daily Mail. Me and Kendra, I was whispering in her ear. Whispering in her ear, telling her sweet nothings, and then her snapping pictures. And and they even used my first and last name. You know, I'm not going to be able to interact with you guys as much as I used to because now I am...
now he's too good for you.
Yeah, so I was really nice while it lasted.
So
but,
annoying.
You can reach me through my agent now, and her name's Diener Cortese.
Okay.
Via Joanne Cortese. we went to some delicious dinners. We went to Catch last night. Nicole didn't come because she's a nerd. She stayed
I
in.
Was tired.
She stayed in her room and ate a quesadilla.
A quesadilla and grilled cheese and went to bed.
I
so good.
Got white girl wasted at Catch. I was drinking margaritas with jalapenos in it, so you know that makes me tipsy. And I couldn't even go out to the club. Everyone else went to like the clubs and the bottle services, and I was like, I'm too tired for this. So I went back to my room and called it a night. Well, we have to be on a we have to get on an airplane right now. Mm-hmm. It's a long flight home. It's like 6 hours.
It's 4 hours, but it's amazing because you get to sleep and watch a movie.
It's only 4 hours home.
Yeah.
What? It's 6 hours here though.
It's 5 hours here and then 4 hours home. I think it's because like the wind picks you up.
Oh.
I don't know. It's weird.
Come on, wind. But me and Nicole, we decided since we were pretty good. We worked out in the gym here. We did a little
one
video.
One day. I wish we did more.
I know. But we're going to treat ourselves because when we get home, when we land back in New York, it's diet mode and double workouts.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So we're going to go to In-N-Out Burger right now. Our poor driver, we've been harassing him all day to bring us to fat girl places. We made him stop twice already.
No, we're like, we want Starbucks. And then we shopped at Universal. And then now we're going to In-N-Out.
Yeah.
He hates us.
Yeah, so hopefully they're open. He's laughing. Hopefully they're open because we want to have one last hurrah before we leave.
So if you guys never had In-N-Out,
oh my God,
it's so good. We don't have it on the East Coast. So when we come here, we always have it because it's so good.
It's not like anything.
They have this protein burger. Ugh. It's like, so it's an amazing, yummy burger wrapped in lettuce.
With
so
cheese.
You're kind of being healthy, but not really because then you get the fries. But it's so good.
Yeah, and there's nothing like that. It's not like any fast food places in New York. They really don't have anything like that in New York.
No, we just
I guess
McDonald's.
Shake Shack's the closest thing to it, but...
Yeah, but not.
It's not the same.
Yeah. So if you guys ever come out on the West Coast, you have to have In-N-Out. It's like a thing.
They have it in Texas, too, I think.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
What else did I have to tell everyone about?
Oh, so we just had an amazing time in LA, and it's just been crazy traveling to London. Well, no, first I went to LA, then London, and then had like a day home, and then came back to LA. So it's been a crazy travel month.
Wait,
for
did
me.
I tell you I saw Jeremy Piven in Starbucks today?
No, who's that?
He's from Entourage.
Oh, okay.
The
and then you also
guy.
Saw someone. On
I
the,
saw
at
Parker.
The London,
Parker Posey. I saw her on the street. She was going to the gas station to buy cigarettes, I think. And I didn't want to say anything to her because she was by herself, and I look scary if I approach you in an alleyway. So I didn't want to frighten her. But Parker Posey, if you're a fan, I'm a fan of yours, and we have to have lunch when you get back to New York. Can I talk about something? I got a text message from my friend Tristan. He's in some trouble.
Oh my God.
To Tristan and Khloe Kardashian.
So it's trending crazy today and yesterday. Ugh, what a sin.
So if you don't know, if you just woke up, Tristan Thompson, who's Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy, he was caught cheating, red-handed. He's there's a video of him making out with two large-breasted women in the club. And a sex tape. And then the stripper that he was, well, I'm sure she was stripper part, and I don't want to deflect her character that way. The woman who he was kissing, there's videos of him and her having butt sex. And he took a video of it, and then she posted it on Twitter. Oh no, she posted it on Insta stories and showed his big schlongy dong sticking her coolie, and she was bouncing up and down like wild on it. And so this poor, so Khloe's at home with her pregnant baby.
Khloe's due any day now, so...
What sure, a scum.
No, but this is not good for, like, the baby and the stress. Like, I really hope everything's okay.
I mean, would you be able to forgive your husband if you was him in a stripper video coming out? And you're pregnant?
No,
I wouldn't.
No, first reaction's like, bye, what the hell?
Yeah, but also she's, like, in a vulnerable position because she's... I can't even speak today. Lip and cheek tints.
Because you're hungover. I think... I feel bad because obviously, you know, we all love Khloe. I feel like she's I feel like she's everyone's favorite Kardashian because she's always so funny, but she's been trying to find love for so long and trying to have a
baby
for
so
long.
Yeah.
And now she finally did, and she thought she found the one, and then she gets this shit, you know, days before she's due. It's a sin.
If that was me, I got my baby, and that's all I really wanted. So just think of him as a sperm donor and kick his ass to the curb. He can go be with those two strippers if he wants to.
So we'll see how this plays out, but Khloe, we are on your side. We love you, girl, and stay healthy.
I never even thought that he seemed so sweet and such like a family guy on that show.
I know, but he cheated on his other pregnant woman.
Oh, he already has babies.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's like, this is just another one?
I guess.
Another one for the records. You know,
sometimes men just can't settle down. You know, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
So
I would just take my baby.
God bless you, Chloe.
Yeah, I would just take my baby and buy a new island because she can just do whatever she wants. Do you think we should text her our condolences?
I mean, yeah, if we were friends like that.
I know. We only met her once.
Well, we love you, Chloe.
Yeah, Chloe.
What else is going on? I feel like there's a lot going on. Oh, do the jerk off video.
Oh, Drake yes. Bell. So Drake Bell, I didn't know who he was
until this week.
Morning. People are wilding out with their wieners. Put your wieners in your pants and stop wilding out, everyone. Do you think I should leak a sex tape?
I would wait. I'd have to actually have.
Yeah, and then I can make money off it.
Yeah.
Good idea. So Drake Bell, he's from Drake and Josh on the Disney Channel.
You didn't even know that.
Well, I learned today. But I just think anytime there's a Disney character, a Disney star, even if they're 48 years old, they still will never grow up, and it still seems like off that there's like a kid touching himself.
They still call them Disney stars, and he's like 40.
Yeah. So I don't even know how old he is, but Nicole's like, isn't he 17? But anyway, he took his peach deal out, and he was licking his lips into the camera very sexually. And
he's been trying to find the video all morning.
I know, and I keep finding like old videos that look like him, and he's not even that cute. But I just like to, you know, anytime there's a nude sex tape, I don't discriminate. I like to watch them all. But yeah, he was tucking his peach deal and licking his lips into the camera. So shout out to him. Do you think is he homosexual?
I feel like he's open.
Okay.
Open about his sexuality, yeah.
Yeah, same. Same here. Oh, I got hit on by a girl twice this week. Maybe because of my weight loss or maybe my new verification. I don't know what's happening.
Hit on. I just think they love you.
Maybe. Remember the girl where I was leaving? I was at Pump. We went to Lisa Vanderpump's restaurant because Diener has never been before.
Oh, it was such a good time.
Such a good time. The food's delicious. If you've never been to West Hollywood, definitely check out Pump and Sir.
Yeah.
They're both.
Good job, Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa. She's killing it. So food's so good there, and that's so pretty. You sit in a little garden, and you know, we did real
drinks
good.
Drinks are good.
Drinks are good. There's a drink there. Apparently, it's called the Pump and Glory, and apparently, it has hallucinogenic properties, and it makes you black out. Our friend Michael Fabiani.
But there's a lot of sugar in it, so you'll die the next.
Yeah,
day.
Opal Fabiani drank it once, and he didn't like lost his underwear and pants, and was like throwing up the next day. Yeah. So
it's kind of like Four Loko.
Yeah. So you definitely it's like a famous drink. So if you want to get kiki crunk. Go to Pump and drink the Pump and Glory.
Yes.
That was not a paid advertisement, by the way. What else was I going to say? The wiener thing. And
yeah, you were trying to find the wiener video, but
I haven't found it yet. So if you find it on Twitter, send it to me at Joey Camasta.
Oh, God.
Because I want to make a t-shirt of it.
Oh, and then in other news.
Oh, we have to promote
Facebook.
This weekend.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, yeah, Mark Zuckerberg. He was sitting on a booster seat at a press conference.
Yeah, so he is talking to the Senate about Facebook.
Calm down, Senate.
Well, that's what the guy said.
Do you know what the Senate is?
Yeah, it's like the committee of the government.
The itty bitty titty committee?
Yeah, so he was talking to like 30 senators about how to fix Facebook's invasion of privacy.
The algorithms.
Yeah.
That's algorithm.
A rigorithm.
That's the one.
No, igalorithms.
Algorithm. Aglorithm.
Aglorithms. Yeah. Oh, my
Lip
God.
Lip and cheek tints.
Yeah, so he, was trying to answer questions for 8 hours.
Because what happens is, it's a way that Facebook shares.
What happened was,
he is getting in trouble because Facebook steals your information and sells it to companies. And the government is trying to be like, girl, no, you can't do that.
That's not nice.
That's not nice. So he got yelled at. So he had to sit. He was sitting on a booster seat because he's little. I guess he's short.
But everyone was calling him a robot because he looked terrified. By the way, poor thing.
I know.
He should have had like 2 shots before to like loosen up.
Yeah.
He looked terrified, and then he was like drinking his water like a robot. Everyone thinks he's a robot.
He could be. I mean, I
think he's a transformer.
He's like one of the top. Three richest guys in the world, right?
Yeah.
So it's me, Zuckerberg, and
Bill Gates. Maybe he made a robot of himself to go and answer those questions.
What do you do with all that money? I can't even imagine.
Make a robot.
He literally could buy America if he wanted.
America?
He could buy. I wonder how rich he is. Should we text him?
No.
Oh, can I get verified on Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg? Thank you.
Goodbye.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
So I think that's it for the news, right? What else?
Well, I'm sure something else will pop up.
Let me check my files real quick.
Yeah, let's check our database. In the meantime, I would like to talk to you about FabFitFun.com. I'm only kidding.
No, Joey actually is signed up to a site where you can buy shout-out videos.
Yes, how exciting. So it's called...
Please help him pay his rent.
Yes, ma'am. So it's called Cameo App, and it's a fun thing where you can like reach out to your favorite celebrities like me, and you can get personalized shout-outs from us. And so like you can like, be like, oh my God, it's my sister's birthday. She loves Joey and Snoopy. Well, Snoopy's not going to be on the videos, but... who knows what'll happen. But I can be like, oh, hey, Sarah, happy birthday. I'm so happy that, you know, you're celebrating today. Wish I was there with you. Love you, boo. And I can do any kind of personalized video you want. So if you go to Cameo and look me up, Joey Camaster or Mr. P79, we could be friends on the internet and I can send you personalized videos. So yeah, go to Cameo and get me some money, girl. Oh, cool.
And also, we forgot to tell how we went to Perez Hilton's house for, So we went there for press, but everything is going to be on my vlog. I don't know when it's going to come out, but I vlogged this entire trip again.
Yeah, she has a little fancy camera with the mic stand on.
And also, my vlog came out of the Jersey Shore party, our premiere party, that came out yesterday on my YouTube. So make sure you guys check that out. It's such a good time. Joey was filming it. He's like a photographer.
There's In-N-Out.
Where?
Is that it? Oh, never mind. It's just a yellow building, guys. No, false alarm. That's Whataburger.
Joey's such a fat.
No, that's Wiener's. Wiener Schnitzel. Oh.
That's actually a thing.
Wiener Schnitzel. Yeah, Wiener Schnitzel is basically a chicken cutlet. Do you know that?
A comedy star. Or store owner?
Dead at 87.
Oh.
Cardi B.
So Cardi B announced on SNL that she's pregnant.
Yes.
So congratulations, Cardi. I think she's like 5 months. What is she, 4 months? Anyway, she was trying to hide it and everyone's saying, oh no, she's not pregnant. She's just wearing big dresses. No, we were all fooled. She is pregnant, and she looked gorgeous announcing in a beautiful white gown dress. She looked gorgeous. And her album came out, and she became platinum or gold the same day her album came out.
That's like, crazy.
Where's Nicki Minaj now?
She just came out with a song. It's called, remember that little...
I don't think about Nicki anymore. I think about Cardi B.
I was saying, Cardi B's killing the game. Her album cover looks cute. She has like a neon yellow wig on, and she's wearing black and white checkers.
Oh, I love her.
Her wig game is really good. I love her blonde. She's been wearing like blonde, wild wigs, like sexy wigs. Nicole called her out on some show she was on, told her she thought she was sexy.
She is sexy.
Oh, Zooey Deschanel talks to Nicole now.
Oh, yeah. So I was at Larry King, his little show that he does, I think on the internet, on the World Wide Web.
Mm-hmm.
So I went there, and on the door it said Snookers, Snoopy, and then it said Zooey Deschanel and somebody else. So I was like, oh my God, can I leave her a note? And I left her a note.
Who wrote the note?
I left her a note, and I said, you're a sexy bitch. I wish we could have wine. Stay sexy.
And
she Instagrammed it and put it on her Insta, and she tagged me, and I was like, oh my God, I wasn't expecting
that. She's so cute. You ever see that show?
I love her. She's from Elf.
And New Girl.
Yeah, she's from Elf. I think she's gorgeous. I love her voice. Her voice is amazing.
And she sings with a little ukulele.
And I'm a really big fan of her, so that was like surreal for a second.
Did you remember the Yodel kid? Do you guys know the Yodel kid?
Oh my God, the Yodel guy?
I know.
Is he famous?
He's more famous than I am. I want to go.
I think he has an agent now.
He does. I tried to get a Hollywood agent. They want you to pay them, apparently. I said, fuck off. I have no money. But if there's anyone who wants to work for free as my agent, I am open. Just contact me on my Cameo app for a shout out. Nicole and I are going to be performing, doing a meet and greet performance at a local crafts fair this weekend.
Oh my God, yes, good looks. Yeah. So on Sunday, if you guys are in the Jersey area, we will be in Red Bank at the big craft fair that they always do. They always project, calm down, they always project like 5,000 to 10,000 people go. So we are excited. I'm selling my Etsy stuff. And me and Joey are going to be there drinking wine.
Yes, out of our Kurakumin mugs. We don't have those, but.
So come check out our goodies. And
is there good shopping at it?
Yeah, it's like a huge craft event.
Oh my God, I can't wait to shop.
A million vendors, a million food trucks. It's just a good time. It reminds me of a fair.
Is it outside?
But with no fairs, yes. So hopefully it's a nice day out, and I'm really excited to have fun.
Yeah, to get some good stuff from snoopyshop.com. Is Sissy going to be selling anything?
No, she's not coming. She's distracting.
Yeah. We can't. She wiles out too much.
We're doing a little pop-up shop, and we're really excited.
How fun.
This Sunday, April 15th, we will be in Red Bank, New Jersey at the craft show.
Should we dress in the same outfits, like costumes?
No.
Or uniforms? Why is that man running on the freeway?
He's getting his workout in, which we should be doing.
I know. You know what's funny? In LA, everyone's so healthy here, and they have, like, free gyms outside. Like, in, like, the park, there's, like, this, like, exercise equipment in, like, all these parks. So there's no reason for everyone to be fat. Like in New York, when everyone eats cheeseburgers.
Well, everyone also gets surgery as well, so.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
What else?
In other news, I am...
drunk?
Yes. Oh, obsession. Let's talk about obsessions.
Okay. You have an obsession?
Yeah, I have a lot.
Oh, okay.
I'm obsessed with Elizabeth Arden 8-Hour Cream Chapstick this week. I bought it at the airport because my lips are super, super dry, and I've been obsessed with it. I've talked about the 8-Hour Cream before, but now it's in a chapstick form. So, I also forgot. I met the girl. So, we were drunk at the bar. I met the lady from Lancome Cosmetics.
Oh, you freaked out.
I freaked out because she's like, you know, we were all sitting there. And then I want to talk about how I cried at the bar.
All right, stay with one thing.
Okay, so Elizabeth Arden 8-Hour Cream. I was talking about that. I'm at Lancome. So I met the lady from Lancome. She's like a big president of like social media. I don't know what she does, but she's gonna send Nicole and Diener and all the Jersey Shore cast a big box of Lancome makeup so we can use it on them. And I love Lancome. So shout out to Lancome for hooking us up. And then. My other obsession is, jalapeno margaritas. I've been drinking them all week long. Jenny, actually, J-Wow Farley, told me about them because they burn tequila is known as an upper and not a downer. And it's the least caloric.
You guys are drug addicts.
It's the least caloric.
Calm down, nutritionist.
Least caloric liquor you can drink because it's the most unprocessed whatever. So tequila, if you're on a diet, drink tequila. So I've been drinking tequila, specifically mezcal, which is like a smoky tequila.
Oh my God.
And I drink it with jalapenos and lime juice and I'm obsessed with it. It's a skinny girl smoky margarita.
How do you say tequila without wanting to throw up because you were drunk for 2 days straight?
I know. Well, that was my obsession. Nicole, what are you obsessed with? Quesadillas?
Yes. I guess I'll say quesadillas because that's all I've been eating here in LA. I cannot wait to get back on my diet.
We went to a vegan restaurant. We tried to be healthy. We went to, we took Kendra out to lunch at Gracias Madres. And
oh, it's very good.
I think that means thank you, Mom.
Yes,
in Spanish.
It does. Good job.
And it's a vegan Mexican restaurant. So we ate like all this stuff. You would not even know it was vegan. We have like sweet potato empanadas and all this yummy shit.
Very good.
Very good restaurant. And there's very classy. And we sat in the garden. So that was good.
Yeah, they had guacamoles. Mm-hmm. And I usually don't like guacamoles, but it was so good.
Yeah, she doesn't like avocado.
I hate avocado, but it was amazing.
Yeah, it was very good there. What was I trying to say that... Oh, I was crying at the bar. So we
shocking.
Were talking... Because Dina, if you watched the episode last week of Jersey Shore, you saw that Dina unfortunately lost her dad last year. And so she... Our good friend, Gina Marie, the spiritual medium, who's our personal medium and friend, she... has helped me so much with my mom after she passed. She's a medium. She talks to people who have crossed over. So we had a little FaceTime video with Dina, and she was able to have contact with her dad. And I was just like, I was already 4 margaritas in, and
Joey was hysterical.
Crying. I was heaving like. I had to go to the bathroom and collect myself. I was wearing a bathing suit at the time as well. I'd like to point that out. Yeah. And it was just good that she was able to have some closure, and they're gonna have a real meeting first because she wants to go to Tyler the Medium in Hollywood, but we went to him and he's great, but I think Gina just does it a little more tailored to each person, and she's just more, I like her better for myself.
I think it's just because we know her and we're close to her.
I agree. So we'll have Gina Maria on.
Yeah, thanks Gina.
We had her on our other podcast, but we're gonna have to have her on this one. I have a call. Remember, she just talks over the phone. She's able to channel people over the phone.
Yeah, and I also did a Facebook Live with her, like, I think last year. And she was answering... She was reading people over comments, which was crazy.
Can you imagine? Like, you actually do talk to ghosts.
I know, but not like that.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So, we will have... We'll try and get her on next week.
Yeah, I'd love that.
We'll see what she's doing.
So, what are you going to do back at the gym? Are you going to go back... What are you going to stop eating? What are you going to start eating? How are you going to get back in shape?
So I'm going to stop being a fat fuck and eating everything that I see. And
yes.
Be very strict with my diet when it comes to no carbs and eating a lot of chicken and veggies. Drinking
yes.
a lot of freaking water.
And not drinking
and
alcohol.
I'm praying that
Nicole gets... I wish all my girlfriends can get pregnant at the same time because I would be so skinny. Because I only drink because my friends do. Oh my God, what's happening here?
So, yeah, I'm going to plan on getting pregnant in July. So we'll see how that goes. I'm very excited. Dina is actually trying to get pregnant right now. Can you imagine for season two, there's two pregnant meatballs? That'd be amazing.
Yeah, what would you guys do all day?
We'd just walk around like
bulls. Bop around?
Yeah. Be like, can I call me?
Honk for Jesus. Oh my God, they're just holding signs up. They really love Jesus to be out here in this hot weather, holding up signs.
Get it, girl. Get your mission on.
I don't have any money. Yeah.
I'm excited for season two.
I know. What are you going to start filming that?
You guys have to watch season one and enjoy it because it's such a good time.
Do you know what happens in the rest of the season or you haven't seen the episode yet?
I haven't seen it, but I know what happened because I was there, so...
True that.
It's a hot freaking mess. Hot mess.
We were leaving the hotel the other day. We stayed at the London West Hollywood. It's our favorite.
Because we're rich.
Yes. And we were in the elevator. Oh, no. We got off the elevator and we saw Luann, Countess Luann, pardon, from the Real Housewives of New York. Apparently, Angie Cohen was filming a big thing here in L.A. this week. So all the housewives were buzzing around town. I ran into Luann Delceps and she tried to get into our car because we were both leaving at the same time.
Oh, it was very awkward.
Yes, yeah, celebrity problems. She's like, is that my car? Is that my car? Or like, no, girl, you're in the sedan. We're in the SUV. Get out of here, poor.
Oh, my God. But she was very tall.
Very tall. And her voice is very deep. I think that she's on hormones.
Well, like you?
Yeah. Well, okay. She actually got in trouble because she got blackout wasted, and then she punched a cop.
That's like us.
Did you ever punch a cop?
I mean, I tried to when I got arrested on the beach.
Did you tell him that you were a good person?
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't you watch it?
Yeah. So like now...
You're going to get run over, girl.
She was wiling out. So I don't know if she was drunk or not, but she was in our hotel. And who else was here?
Who else did we see?
Opal.
I feel like every time we come here, we see someone, and it's really cool.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
I feel like that was it for celebrity encounters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. That's a good topic.
Yeah. So now, I asked you guys yesterday, I'm going to be answering your fan questions for the podcast, and I got a few. So this is from... Rita loves Lauren. I don't know who that is.
Drita?
When can we go out to a bar together? I'm a Jersey girl.
Well,
I'll let you know when I'm doing appearances. I do have an appearance in Connecticut soon, but I will let you know when I know further details.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah. How was the reunion? How do you do without your kids? I cried every day in the shower. The reunion was amazing, as you can see. But yeah, I cried every day in the shower. I missed them so much. I definitely had mom guilt.
Did you drink in the shower by yourself?
Yeah, sometimes because I was so upset.
Yeah.
So I had a glass of wine in the shower crying, and then I got out like nothing was wrong. But yeah,
I don't think I've ever cried in the shower.
Cried in the shower?
Well, because I don't actually shower. I never shower.
I know. Joey, ugh, you're so gross.
I hate getting wet. I'm like a cat.
Yeah, and you're smelly. Hmm. How much have you really changed from the last Jersey Shore to the new one now? I always say like, ooh, a plane. I always say like... you know your party friends, you haven't seen them in a while, and then you meet up with them for like a drink at dinner, and then you end up coming home at 6 a.m. You lost your shoe and your purse and you don't know what happened.
Right.
That's like me and the roomies when we get together. Like, we can never have just a nice classy night.
No.
So yeah, I feel like when we get together, we're just the same old 21-year-olds being assholes. But that's why you guys love us.
Yeah. True dat.
Yeah. How many times has your kooka been out from John Pollard?
Oh, hello, John.
Back in the day, probably, once a day.
Yeah.
Twice kooka. A day, if it's a good day.
This next one is from Joanne Cortese, and she writes, I'm kidding.
What kind of job would you have if you weren't a celebrity?
Who said that? Lindsay?
Who said that? Lindsay Joy. I don't know.
I would,
Retail? I love retail.
She'd want a fun fact, Nicole used to work at Forever 21 in the mall.
We said that like 20 times already.
Well, there's maybe new listeners.
Oh. What's your favorite thing to do with your kids? Cuddle and watch a movie and eat popcorn in bed. My favorite.
I want to do the same, but with, pizza.
Joey, do you ever think you'll date, a woman?
You know, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Are you sure?
I don't know if I might. Oh, Delta. Oh, In-N-Out. We're going to In-N-Out, guys.
We have made it to In-N-Out. You guys, what should we get?
I'm getting a burger and fries.
Oh my God.
Animal style.
I'm already going to poop my pants. You guys, this is so fun. We are on the road.
I'm going to run inside. You don't have to go through drive-thru. I'll run in.
All right, so that was it for questions. We will answer more next week. We'll do like a daily thing where we will always answer questions. And obviously, when we're in the studio, you can call in and talk to us. So thank you guys for submitting your questions. We love you.
Yes, queen. Goodbye and so long.
So we will see you guys next week. Make sure you tune in to Jersey Shore. It's Jersey's. Happy freaking Jersey. Have a drink with us tonight. We are on at 8 on MTV. DVR it if you miss it. We love you guys. Stay classy.
Bye, girl.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.